We're going to dream. We're going to actually take the thoughts and the desires and the wishes out of our brains and put them to paper. Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Today's episode is sponsored by IrisWorks. You guys know I love and use this incredible software in my own photography business. I could not run my business without it. It's my one-stop shop for booking sessions, automating my processes, and giving my clients an exceptional experience. Some of my favorite features include their booking calendars for both my regular sessions and mini sessions, the workflows, and email marketing. Whether you are in your first year or 10th, you definitely need to get your hands on IrisWorks so you can work less and put more profit in your pocket. Head to brookjefferson.com/iris and use code Brooke in all caps at checkout to save 20% off your first year's subscription. Happy New Year! We are officially kicking off the 2024 calendar year. Man, I can't believe that, but also so excited that it is a brand new year. Today's episode is a fun one because you're getting a workshop style episode. You will absolutely want to be in a place where you can follow along and plan with me. You're probably going to want to pause, maybe rewind a few times. And I've also created a workbook so that you can follow along with me and refer back to it throughout this year. Head to brookjefferson.com/planning to grab your 2024 Best Year Yet workbook. All right, let's dive on in. So there are four different phases that you are going to use when planning for 2024. The first one is reflect. Phase two is dream. Phase three is plan. And phase four is pursue. So we're going to kick it off with reflect. So here is phase one. It's very important that before you start planning ahead, that you take some time and look back. You need to reflect on how 2023 went. What were your highs and wins? What were your lows and fails? What were some of your milestones that you had or things that you want to write down and remember? What worked and what didn't? So before you look at your data, because you will, you're going to go pull numbers, you're going to look at how things actually went. What I want you to do first, though, is I want you to just brain dump those answers to the questions. So as I talk about what were some high points, what were some wins that you saw over this past year, I want you to write some of those down, the first things that come to your mind. Then the next question would be, what were some of your lows and or what you're considering to be fails? What were some of those things? Did you have something completely flop? Did you get behind on something? Did you deal with a nightmare client? What did that look like for you? The next question is about your milestones. What milestones did you hit? What milestones do you want to remember? Did you hit a certain number of revenue that you've never seen before? That's amazing. How many months did you hit your booking goal? So just kind of brain dump how that went. And then the last part here is what worked this year and what did not work this year. This is usually the part where I start looking at, when did I work on my business? Where did I feel like I was dropping balls? Those are very important and eye-opening questions for you to answer. Then we're going to move into actually looking at your data and the numbers. And here's the deal. Your data, your numbers, your metrics, all of those things, that's the truth, right? The numbers are not going to lie to you. Your feelings and the way you feel about how you did this year, that is going to lie to you. So you might think you didn't have a very good year in your eyes, but then when you look at the numbers, you're like, wow, I actually did hit some of my goals this year. Maybe not all of them, but I did do a really good job this year. So now we're going to pull from actual numbers. So how many sessions did you book for the year total? How many months did you hit your profit goal? How many months did you hit your booking goal? What was your best month? And what was your worst month? These are all things that you need to go back and you need to look. And then here's the deal. If you don't know where you're supposed to go look for these numbers, it probably means you don't have systems in place. And it's very hard to run a business without systems. And it's very hard to do year planning and reflection without a place to go look at these numbers. So when I was going through this for myself, I was using IrisWorks because that is what I use to manage my photography business. So I was able to look in there, go back to my calendar if I needed to, look at all the sessions, all the clients. I could, you know, tally it up and see. I could look at what was my highest booking based on just the color coding that goes on in the calendar portion there. So make sure that if you don't know where to go find these numbers, that that's one of the changes that you make for 2024. Now, continuing on with the data section, the next thing I want you to look into is where did your clients come from? Again, this is something you should be tracking. And one of the places that I track this question is in my client questionnaire and my contact form. So those are the two places, and I keep copies, right? The questionnaires are stored in IrisWorks. And then my contact form, when I get those emails, I save them in a folder in my Gmail account so that I can go back and revisit them and see where my clients came from. So did they come from a social media platform? Did the majority of them come from Google? What about word of mouth? It's very important that you know where your clients are coming from because that is a key element of telling you where you need to focus for 2024. How many new clients did you work with? And how many repeat clients did you work with? Again, this is all very important data. All right, so that is the reflect portion, and it might take you a little while. It's going to take some time, so I recommend finding an uninterrupted hour if you have it and making it happen somehow, some way. Either get up early one morning, use a Sunday afternoon to do this, or pocket, you know, eat lunch and maybe track numbers as well. Just find an hour to dedicate to look back because that is going to help you determine your North Star for 2024, which your North Star is your biggest goal that you're trying to hit. All right, so that is phase one, reflect. We are moving into phase two, which is the dream section. So now we're going to dream. We're going to actually take the thoughts and the desires and the wishes out of our brains and put them to paper. So I want you to start thinking about what are some of the goals that you want to set for 2024? What do you want to accomplish? Just start writing down the things that are coming to your mind. How many sessions do you want to book for the entire year? And you can break that up later. What is your profit goal? So when 2024 comes to a close and you look back, how much money do you want to have paid yourself as a paycheck from your business? Do you want to leave your 9-to-5? Do you want to go full-time? Do you want to still keep this a part-time, profitable part-time business, but Maybe you want to cover some household bills or pay for a family vacation. All of these things are going to be unique to each and every person. And that's why I don't want you to feel ashamed if you think your goals are small or if you think your goals are too big. This is you. This is time for you. Focus on what you want and what you desire. So just spend some time dreaming. Think about all the things. Is there places that you want to go? You know, and I love to also do this dream section for my personal life as well. What are some of the goals I have in, you know, my marriage, my motherhood, for my home, for my finances, for my physical health? You can absolutely spend time dreaming for both your business and your personal life. So I want you to spend some time doing this. I want you to give yourself at least 20 minutes because I know a lot of you are going to write down some things in 5 minutes and you're going to hurry on to the next section. I really want you to put a timer on for 20 minutes and just let your brain go. Go on a walk. Go on like one or two laps around maybe your block where you live or your backyard or something. And just, you're not going to listen to anything. I'm going to be on pause. And I want you to just sit there and think about, what do I really want for my business? What are some things that I have seen, you know, that inspired me that I want to do as well? Maybe it's host a styled shoot. Maybe it is grow your client closet. Maybe it's book a destination session. I don't know what that looks like, but I want you to dream and you to put that on paper. Okay, so once you're done dreaming, now we're going to move into number three, which is plan. So phase three is all about the actual planning. So how are you going to make those goals that you just did in the dream section actually happen? And this is why 99% of people don't keep their goals, is because all they do is write their goals on paper, but they never talk about, they never put action behind it. So they just say, I want to pay off a credit card, but they don't actually make a plan on what are the actions they're going to take to actually pay off a credit card. Or if you want to have a $40,000 revenue in your photography business this year, how are you going to make that happen? So this is where you're taking that goal that you had, that dream, and we're going to work it backwards. We're going to reverse engineer. Okay, so the very first step in this section is you've got to go plan out your calendar. There is no more winging it. There is no more, I'll figure out what I'm going to do next fall on September 1st. No, we need to go ahead and preliminarily, right? I don't even think that's a word, but we are going to take your calendar and we're going to plan it out. And we're going to start with you first. Okay. So what this means is you're going to go through, whether it's a paper calendar, a digital calendar, whatever, you're going to go through it and you're going to mark off all of your personal obligations. So are there appointments that you want to make sure that you get in for the year? Go schedule those in. So for me, I have basically committed every other Thursday as a personal day. And so I have marked off on my calendar every other Thursday for the entire year so that I can make sure that I get the self-care in that I've already said that I want to, right? That's how, what I've learned, a big mistake that I've learned is if I wait until I'm like, yeah, I'll just get to it next month, I literally run out of time and then I can't fit it in. And then I'm going, you know, 2-3 months late on updating nails or updating my hair, which these are all like very materialistic type things. But at the same time, you know what I'm talking about, you know? So if there's something that's important to you, you're going to go mark that off first. And then also, like, do you have doctor's appointments? Do you already know in advance that your kids are going to need, you know, X amount of appointments? What about birthdays? Mark off all of your birthday included, right? Stop letting it just like skim over and be another day. Take your birthday off. Are you going to take any vacations, trips, weekends off? What does that look like? And go mark it all off. If you noticed that stepping out of a busy season this past fall, it ran you through the ringer and you wanted a week of doing absolutely nothing, go schedule that week in so that you can do absolutely nothing. Go schedule that in right now or it will not happen. So that's the calendar planning section. Then now we're going to reverse engineer those dreams and goals that you said. So for example, if you said, I want to make $40,000 from my photography business. Now the question is, how are you going to do that? So here's the part that everyone holds back on telling you. And I'm not going to hold back because I want you to see success this year. So here's the deal. If you say, I want to make $40,000 in photography, that is amazing. So now we have to figure out, what are you offering, right? In order to have $40,000 of revenue, that is sales. So what are you selling? That is the question. What do your packages look like? What is your niche? How can you build out a package suite to where it is going to help you achieve those goals? Are you trying to achieve that from sessions alone, or will you also have upgrades? Will this include your upsells, your upgrades, additional images, prints, products, etc.? What does that look like? And then from there, you also need to factor in your tax percentage. There's going to be a percent of taxes taken from that $40,000. So out of the $40,000 that you're wanting to make, and we're just calling it $40,000 revenue. If you want to make profit, we can figure all that out later. But basically, you want $40,000. We know taxes is going to be taken out. We know you need a profit, but we also know it's going to take you a percentage to actually run your business. So that's the expenses and how much it costs to run your business, right? If you plan on upgrading, you got to think about that. Where's the cash coming from? Well, it's going to come from the $40,000 in your photography business. So I want you to write it all out on paper. This is a very lengthy process. And this is why the majority of people don't hit goals and don't have successful businesses, or they never hit the goals they actually want to hit. They get close, but they never actually hit it. This is why. So you've just got to figure out the main things I want you to answer in this section is, you know, what are my goals, right? You're going to take each goal and you're going to break it down. How am I going to make this goal happen? What needs to be in place? What am I selling in order to hit my revenue goal? And then from there, what are the little bitty tasks that need to be done? So are you creating a new package or a new offer? And then that means, oh, that's going to give you a to-do list. Now you have to go figure out how much you need to charge for these packages. So you need to go back through the pricing for profit training, which that is updated and you guys can go through that at any time. So there's the pricing for profit training. Maybe you need to update your investment guide or purchase a new template, all of the fun things, which you guys can find those templates at shopbrookjefferson.com. And then you're just going to notice that you're going to get like a lengthy to-do list, but that to-do list, you don't just keep your to-do list like on a post-it note. You need to plan for, when are you going to work on these things? If you're trying to start booking clients right now in January, then some of those tasks need to be done immediately. So go look at what needs to be done in order for you to achieve that goal. How much of that needs to be done in the next day, the next week, and the next month, and go literally put that task into your calendar so you know when you are going to accomplish that task that's going to get you one step closer to hitting that goal. Okay, this is something that we can go on and on with. This is something that I work up close and personal with coaching clients and inside of the Blueprint program. So if you're looking for the one-stop program, the only one that you ever need, then you need to come check out the From Broke to Booked Blueprint program. You can go to brookjefferson.com/blueprint to check that out. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us. We're more than happy to answer questions. Okay, next up, we talked a little bit about this already. You need to update your pricing and packages. Do last year's prices meet this year's goal? Probably not. So you need to go back through that pricing for profit formula and figure out, how do I need to raise this? Do I need to add another package? What does my product suite look like? Okay. All right. Then this goes back to some more calendar planning, is plan your sessions, your promotions, and your events. So what are you offering and when are you offering them, right? So in January through December, how many sessions per month Are you trying to book? What is your goal? That's the first thing you need to determine. Then from there, what special types of sessions? Like, are you planning on offering mini sessions? Are you planning on ever running a business giveaway or a sale? Are you ever going to do a sale? Now, I'm not a fan of you guys always putting things on sale. I think it absolutely devalues you and your business. But I do think that every now and again, it's okay. So like maybe once or twice a year. So a Black Friday sale, for example, or maybe you have a business anniversary sale, or you have a really slow month. Let's say that for some reason, every March, it's really, really slow for you. Then you could, if you wanted to, you could have a flash sale to where people could save a little bit of money. And that would be the urgency to book during your slow month. So that's just an idea. But you need to know, when am I doing these? If you're going to have Christmas minis, fall minis, whatever, next year, go ahead and just temporarily put, here are the dates or the weekends that I am planning on doing this. Now, they can change the closer we get. But if you'll go ahead and map all of this out, you won't feel so scrambled later this year because you'll already have a plan. That's the whole point. You have to plan. Okay, so once you map all of that out, and again, it can change at any time, but once you map all of that out, then you have a pretty good chunk of this planning in place. And so you're off to a good start. Okay, couple other things that I want to talk about. What boundaries will you put into place in 2024? And what are you saying no to this year? Very important questions, you guys. A lot of you have poor boundaries. You do. You have poor boundaries. And then you're always wondering why you are floundering or upset or dealing with nightmare client situations. You've got to have boundaries. So which ones are you going to put into place? For me, one of the boundaries that I have is I'm going to be unplugged by 7 p.m. every night. Now that time will change once time change happens again, which, my gosh, I wish they would hurry up and get rid of that. So for now, for the next few months, it'll be 7, and then I'll probably change it 1 hour later, maybe 2 hours later, just depending on the sunset and sessions and all the things. But my goal is to be unplugged in the evenings when I am home with my family, because it is very easy for me to get caught up in scrolling social media or working on something on my business or editing with the laptop in my lap. And I already have work hours during the day. The way that I've designed my business is to work during the day when my kids are at school and my husband is at work. And then when they are here, I'm trying to focus on them and not my business. Now, some of you, you're not in that place. That's okay. But what boundaries will you put into place? And then what are you saying no to? Go back and look. What did not work this year? What was a fail that you had? I guarantee you, you'll come up with one thing you're going to say no to. And usually it's a session type or a type of client or a last, no more will I ever take a last minute session, you know, ever again, because it was crazy and I didn't like it, right? Okay, last one here. When will you work on your business? This is it. This is the golden question. This is the one that you are always asking me about. When do I work on my business? Oh my gosh, I don't even have time to do that. Oh, I haven't done my homework. Nope, I haven't implemented what you talked about on the last podcast. This is why every single one of you have time you can work on your business, but it is going to require some sacrifice from something else. Some of you need to give up Netflix. Some of you need to give up 1 hour of sleep. If you have babies and toddlers, I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm talking to those of us that we know really if we had to, we could get up earlier, right? Or we could go to bed 1 hour later. You all have time to work on your business, regardless if you're working a full-time job and building this up on the side, or this is your full-time job, or this is your only focus. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. You don't have to bring in income, but you want to. You have goals too. It doesn't matter which one of those buckets you are in. You have hours in your day that you could be working on your business. Now, where it changes is how many hours do you have in your schedule to work on your business? For me, my max per week is 25 hours per week. That includes sessions. 25 hours per week. Okay. That's my max. For some of you, you're only going to have 5 hours a week. So you need to figure out, where is that 1 hour happening Monday through Friday? Or are you in a season of life where you could take maybe 2 hours every Saturday to work on your business? Maybe it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on a Saturday before the festivities and the activities kick in and get going. I promise you, the time is there, but you have to have the discipline and the commitment and the consistency to make it happen. If you don't plan for when you're going to work on your business, it won't happen. Because I'm telling you right now, there are days that I do not feel like working, but I also don't have a choice sometimes, right? Like, I got out of a full-time job to have freedom of choice, but also I'm running a business. And there are sometimes, like, I can't just, if a gallery is coming up and it's due in a week, I can't just sit on my hands and let that gallery date pass me by. I can't do that. So there are going to be times in your business where you don't feel like it, but you have to anyway. But again, all of this to say, you have to plan when you're going to work your business or it will not happen. And these goals that you just spent all this time mapping and planning out, you're not going to hit them if you don't know when you're working on your business. All right, phase four, pursue. So now it's time to do the thing. I'm proud of you for listening to this and for walking through this podcast workshop, if you will. It does take time and effort to plan. But again, another reason why people fail and don't hit their goals is because they cannot keep themselves accountable. You know, if I'm speaking to you, I am someone that thrives on accountability. There is no other way. So I heard this yesterday actually on a podcast, and I'm just going to reshare it with you. And I'll have to go back and figure out what podcast was I listening to, because yesterday was a driving day. So I listened to a bunch, but I heard someone say, your willpower will get you by for a few weeks, and then your willpower will run out. And then what do you have to fall back on? Meaning, you guys are going to get a jump start and you're going to feel like you're on fire and you can do anything in the month of January. And then all of a sudden, by, I would say, Valentine's Day, all that fire, all that willpower is usually burnt out and you're running on fumes again and you're feeling discouraged by February. And I'm that way too. I am that way. When I rely only on my own strengths and I don't have any outside help or any guidance or anything, I just don't hold myself accountable. I just don't. Same thing with working out. I do really good for a few weeks and then I fall off the train and I'm like, how do I keep getting in this endless cycle? And it's because I'll hire accountability or have a coach or be in a program or whatever that looks like for me. But as soon as that's over and I do good for a couple of days and then all of a sudden it's like my habits, they just overtake me and that willpower runs out. So if you're like, yes, that is absolutely me, then it is crucial that you get accountability. You need structure. You need some pressure. You need some encouragement and you need some strategy in order to make all of these goals and dreams happen for you, or you won't follow through, right? You need that accountability to actually follow through. And so if that's you, you need to be a blueprint student. Come join us in the blueprint so that we can hold your hand, give you the plan, give you the strategy, cheer you on, help you on the days that you want to quit, so that I can coach you every single week in your business, so that when we get to December 31st of 2024, you can say, that was my best year in business. 2024, hands down, best year in business, and not only in my business, but best year in my life. I felt like I finally got to have that time freedom I was looking for. I finally was able to grow my business up to where I didn't have to rely on another job. I finally feel like I can handle both my life and my business, and I'm doing it really, really well. I finally got to take my family to Disney World, which is one of my goals. That is one of my goals. And so All that being said, I want to hold you accountable. I want to be your coach for 2024, and I would love to have you inside of the blueprint. So go to brookjefferson.com/blueprint. Go check it out. There might be a little something, something special waiting for you over on that page. It is a limited time, so I hope you are listening to this during the time that this is live. But go check that out, and we will see you inside of the Blueprint program.